It depends. Again, as I said before, it depends on the person. You know, I know one of the old major spots was Hanover Town was a nightbeat, where it was a nightclub. It's a nightclub where many of the famous black entertainers got their particular start.
Hanover Town.
Oh, in Overtown.
In Overtown.
Yeah, they said Hanover Town.
No. In Overtown. Yeah, see, I have a speech problem, man.
No. That was hearing problem.
Okay. But the night was where, you know, many of them got their start. You want some more coffee?
Yeah, if you have some more, I'll take a little bit from the
The Harlem Square was another place, you know. I mean, and the Hampton House was another place where many black entertainers got their start. So I think about people like Nat Cole and Sammy Davis and Shady. You know, these are still fairly famous nightclubs in the city where you can go out and really like enjoy yourself. With the exception of the Harlem Square, you know, that's the only unsafe one I can think of.
What do you mean unsafe? You mean bodily?
Unsafe bodily. You know, you go in there, you never know when you walk in, you never know when someone's going to throw something. You know.
I know there was a club in East St. Louis that I used to go to until it became extremely unsafe for a white person to go into the club. Mm-hmm. And it was called the Blue Note. And it's a fairly famous place. Great many entertainers get their start there. I assume that Harlem Square.
Harlem
Square.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the same type of
sort of same? That and the Nightbeat were that they were the places. You know, like you can go and see any during the particular time before all of the doors started opening up on Miami Beach. If a top name entertainer came to town, that's where you would be. And the places were really like jammed to the rafters and things like this. And it's still one of the few places where you can get some good jazz.
Mm.
So.
Is it even now?
Yeah, even now. You can catch the go into the club itself rather than into the bar.
Oh.
You know, you get some real good jazz.
Would I get shot if I went?
No.
it's fairly safe. Then.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You know, usually sometimes on Sundays, when I've got nothing else better to do, you know, just run by there and sit up and you know, have a few beers and just listen to the guys work out. But that's one of the places. Newest places, of course, the center of pride to, I guess, the black community itself is what is called the Jetaway, which is off of 27th Avenue and about 36th Street. The reason that it is a source of pride for the black community, it's owned and operated by a group of black men who got together. They were sky caps at the airport,
mm-hmm.
And they saved their tips. They pooled their tips for about 3 years and bought the business, and the business boomed. Very nice place, too. Matter of fact, they just built their second place, Jetaway 2, so.
Is it near the... Since they were sky caps, is it near, you say it's off 27th?
It's off 27th and on about 36th, 27th and 36th.
So it's close to the airport?
Not really, no, not that close. It's far enough away from the airport. If you tried to walk to the airport, you'd probably get there the next morning or something like that.
Okay, I'm still not familiar.
Yeah, I guess they named it the Jetaway because of their occupation, you know.
Right.
They were working as sky caps.
Okay.
And, they pulled together.
When you were young, if somebody that you knew or you know, let's put it this way: when you were young, and someone asked you how you would fly into this town, where would you tell them that they would land?
How would they fly into this town?
No.
Okay.
If someone were to come down by aircraft, you know, and you know, say in the early '50s or something.
I think it would be the only place I could remember would be the